ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ द 2nd January 1979। एवरी ईयर ऑल ऑफ यू चिल्ड्रन मेक अ प्रॉमिस टू बाप दादा अकॉर्डिंग टू योर कैपेसिटी। सो व्हाट रिजल्ट डिड बाबा सी? एट द टाइम ऑफ मेकिंग द प्रॉमिस यू प्रॉमिस विद लॉट ऑफ झील, एंथुजियाज्म एंड करेज। For a short time afterwards, whilst putting your promise into practice, you remain an embodiment of success and have good wishes and benevolent feeling whilst facing all the problems that come. However, after a while, instead of paying full attention, you just pay attention so that every now and then that attention changes into tension. The powerful thought that victory is your birthright changes its form so that instead of experiencing your birthright, you sometimes let words such as "give me my rights, give me my powers." So Baba is saying, every year all of you children make a promise to Baba Dada according to your capacity. But what is the result that Baba sees? At the time of making the promise, you promise with lot of zeal, enthusiasm and courage. For the short time afterwards, whilst putting your promise into practice, you remain an embodiment of success and have good wishes and benevolent feelings while facing all the problems that come. But after a while, instead of paying full attention, you pay just attention at so that every now and then your attention changes into tension. The powerful thought that victory is your birthright changes its form so that instead of experiencing your birthright, what you experience it, you start asking, you start complaining, you keep on saying, give me my rights, give me my power. So, a very beautiful thing has been said here. We are very expert, or we are very much, we do make promises with lot of zeal, enthusiasm. We do fulfill them, but for a very short period of time. When we make a promise, after that we pay full attention. And after that short period, we again come down from our elevated stage. We forget that attention. So there is a gap. One is promise and its fulfillment. Promise and translating into practice. Promise and keeping the promise. How to bridge this gap? We make a promise and we do forget sometimes. We make a promise, our attention dwindles down. We make a promise and our attention starts waxing. What should be done so that this promise goes towards fulfillment? Now this promise could be with ourselves, this promise could be with Baba. This promise could be about changing particular habit, changing particular sanskar, changing particular action. It could be anything. But what we should do so that it should not be just a wishful thinking. It should get translated into reality. It should come to pass. What things are necessary? So that the promise doesn't remain merely a dream, but the dream turns into reality. Promises we do make. Very bold, very strong promises we make. Very elevated promises we make. Lot of enthusiasm, lot of energy. But still, what are the reasons that these promises do not reach their fulfillment? Yes, Shambhai. First of all, we have to understand why this promise we are making, what are the implications of this promise. We have to as if make a contract with ourselves. We are making contract with ourselves. This is the promise. If I make this promise, what are the things that are going to happen in my life? What things are going to change in my life? What are the advantages I am going to have? Unless and until I understand, just as the brother was telling just now, about promises could be for acquiring new things or letting go of old things. This could be two way. We want to imbibe something, we want to get rid of something. It could be habit, as he was rightly pointing out, aversion therapy. So, what are the implications of this promise? Why I want to make this promise? Why I want to get up early in the morning? Why I want to do more and more churning? Why I want to read Murli myself? Why I want to attain more and more Gyan and Yoga classes? Why I want to seek more and more solitude? Why I want to have more and more silence? Why I want to have more and more self-reflection? Why I want to be with myself? Why? We need to ask these questions to ourselves. Unless and until we understand why the promise is being made, we will not take it to fulfillment. We must know its importance. It carries so much weight. So first is that. We do not give importance, we do not think, we do not even bother to understand the nature of that promise. We just make in that moment of passion, in that moment, because everybody is making that promise, because the program has come from above, because it is written somewhere, not because it is written somewhere, not because somebody has said it, not because even Baba has said it, not because everybody is doing it, but why I need to do it. I don't want to follow mob mentality. I don't want to follow on that. I don't want to walk in the same path where everybody is walking. Let me go to the path where nobody has walked. Those untrodden ways. So, this is very important. What is the next reason? Why the promises do not reach fulfillment? Why this is so much hiatus, such a gap? Yes? We don't revise them. We make the promise and we forget the promises. Promises are to be revised. You have to keep on revising them, that I have made this promise with myself. This is my oath. And once you make the promise, no matter what happens, no matter what is the situation, no matter what obstacle come in your way, we will not step back. So, keep on revising. Keep on reminding yourself. Why I have become a Brahmin. In today's Murli Baba has said in question and answer, what are the signs of true Brahmin? Brahmins means those who walk in one direction. They do not have conflicts among themselves. If we continue to have conflicts among ourselves, are we true Brahmin? What were the reasons for which we came in this Brahmin family? Baba is saying this is unlimited family. Have we come here for conflicts, fights, disharmony, disagreement? If our life is not in sync with this divine family, probably we are going astray. Let's revise our promises. All the promises, not just one promises. The very first promise we made when we came to Baba, why I have come here? Have I come here for wishful thinking, for wasteful thinking? Have I come here to waste my time, money, energy, my powers? We came here to fill ourselves with spiritual powers. How much I have filled myself with those powers? If not, probably something is going wrong. Something is going amiss. Probably I have missed the bus. Let's revise. So that is second. Third, Arvind Bhai, promise and fulfillment, there is a gap. Why? That is the first point, he already said. There is a lack of determination. There is a lack of determination. Our thoughts should be determined. There was once an earthquake in 1989. in the city of Armenia. Armenia is a city near Azerbaijan or Iraq. It was an earthquake, 8.4. Just 4 minutes earthquake. But in that 4 minutes, there was devastation. A great destruction, about more than 30,000 figure. That's a government figure, but maybe lakhs of people must have been killed. People died in that earthquake. And there is a very good story of one father. The father was as if mad, insane. He rushed. His son was studying in one school, and when he reached that school, he found that that school was completely in ruins. There were debris, rubble, and nothing else. But there was pathos, there were cries, pain, suffering, agony around. Everybody was crying, everybody was blubbering, everybody was shouting. There was absolute turmoil and turbulence. In such a situation, that father, what do you expect when you see a father comes and he sees that this is the school where my son was studying and that school is totally destroyed, razed to the ground? Otherwise we think that the father might go in shock. Father might start crying. He might sit down. He might get depressed. But here something else occurred. That father jumped into action. He started and went to the back of the school and started digging. The fire person came, "What are you doing here? Please go away from here. Anytime you might catch the fire." The police came, "What are you doing here, sir? Please get away from this place. This is such a dangerous place. Anytime new earthquake, new shocks may come. Aftershocks. And that may harm you." But he did not listen. He kept on digging. People started convincing him. Neighbors came, "What are you doing here? Please get away. We need to run away." He said, "No, I had promised my child, my son Armand, that I will come and take him from his school. He must be waiting for me." People tried to convince, but to no avail. He kept on digging. 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, he kept on digging. And at last, suddenly, he saw his son was there. And he cried, he shouted, "Armand," and his son cried, "Dad." And his son said, "I knew you will come." And that's what I was telling my friends, because my father had promised that he will come. And I knew you will come. See the promise. See the determination. He made promise to his son and he fulfilled it. No matter what the world said. Everything was going against the grain. But he continued. So that is the power of determination. So lack of determination is one reason. We don't have that determined thought. Let's have determined thought. For anything, if we want to do any change, any transformation, anything in our life, we need such determined thought. Next, fourth reason, why do promises do not reach fulfillment? Yeah? We see others. They had also made promises, they did not fulfill. So our efforts become slack. Okay, we see others. Then, we don't have experience. Okay, then, yeah. Lack of faith in Baba's knowledge. Most important is, there are different faiths. Baba has talked about Nishchay, one, but the most important is faith in ourselves. In one of the lectures in America, Swami Vivekananda has said a very good thing. He said that if you have faith in 33 million gods, deities, but you don't have faith in yourself, you will not reach success. You may have faith in God, you may have faith in anybody. But if you don't have faith in yourself, we should have faith in ourselves. That is why how Baba has awakened our faith by giving self-respect. He told us, you are that, thou art that, tatvamasi. You are that, you are that, you are that. What you are this, you are not this, you are this. You are not this what you think you are. Whatever you are thinking yourself from Copperidge, whatever you are thinking yourself from in INH, you are not that. But you are those elevated deities. Such pure sanskars, such purity of heart, such elevated mind attitude. You used to stay there. No religion in the world has ever said this, that you were deities. This supreme remembrance that we were deities, we were deities. He has awakened those memories. In this Sunday's Murli, Baba had said good words. These worldly peoples have got memories of unhappiness and peacelessness. Make them rise above them. Memories of unhappiness and peacelessness. Baba gave us memories of happiness and peace. How he gave? He gave us self-respect, somans. Why he gave soman? So that the flame gets ignited, that flame of memory, of remembrance gets ignited. And we start remembering what we were, and with that soman, with that self-rest, those memories of golden age gets awakened. And once those memories are awakened, along with those memories, those sanskars also come. And those memories, those sanskars will bring about transformation in this life. Otherwise, how to get rid of these ocean of sanskars? We have so many sanskars, and all our divine sanskars are as if merged, buried inside, to awaken those sanskars. So what is required is faith. Faith in what? Ourselves. Who we are. What are we? What are our self-respect? We are top not Brahmins. So that is one. Next. Promise, fulfillment, gap. How to bridge this? Or why it is not getting breached? Or why it is getting bigger and bigger? Yeah. Laziness and carelessness. There is a lot of laziness and carelessness in our attitude. We are not really serious. Are we really serious about this Brahmin life? People say, are you serious about it? Are you serious about marrying? Are you serious about this marriage? People say, okay, I'll think I'll marry. But then they ask, are you serious? Then let me know. I'll search a bride for you. They talk in this language. Is that seriousness in our life? Are we serious towards tapasya? Do we really want? Or it is just merely a show that we want to show others, yes, we are doing tapasya, yes, we are Brahmin, yes, we do attend Murli, yes, we do Amrit Vela, just for the sake of exhibition? Or are we really serious? If I am serious, what I have to do? A logical plan is required. What is required is logical plan. Logical planning is required. Not just wishy-washy, what we call. That sort of planning will not help. A very serious plan. A meditative attitude towards this life, towards tapasya, towards this penance, towards making ourselves divine, towards fulfilling our Baba's and our wish, towards becoming more and more perfect, towards becoming what we ought to. We did not come here just like that. We had great purposes, great goals while coming here. Have we forgotten all those things? Why I came to this place? This is the first question every day you should ask yourself. Why I became Brahmin? And if I have really become, why I need to become? What are the reasons? Self-questioning, self-talk, self-interrogation, self-retrospection, self-introspection. All these things are needed. lot of silence, lot of solitude. Yesterday also, evening class, we were talking. Silence and solitude, silence and solitude, silence and solitude. Go within yourself. Get lost within yourself. There is so much work to be done there. Baba has said, do the work and bring the result. So many sanskars are still need to be repaired. So many wounds, so many emotional wounds, so many mental wounds. Unheal. Let's heal. So many traumatic memories, so many hurts, so many feelings, so many sentiments, so many emotions. Yet, unstable. Let's work on all of this. So today, make a list of promises that I have made with Baba or with myself and why, how a logical plan to fulfill them. Om Shanti.